You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. I'm making it official. We need a four-day week every week.
I agree.
Oh, how good is it?
Great.
I come back so fresh.
Yes.
I reckon we work better as a society, as a community, as you know, mm-hmm. as a nation.
Yeah.
We work better. We're more motivated after having an extra day off.
Let's do it. Let's just start now. Every workplace, all the bosses listening, change it, would you?
All right. What? So every Friday we get off from now on?
Yeah,
that'll suit me perfectly. Yeah.
How good was it as well on like Saturday night where I was like in my mind like I started getting
Sunday.
Ready for work.
Yeah.
And I was like, actually, I don't. I'm sleeping. Stayed up too late playing PlayStation, you know?
Oh, classic.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Did you get any good scores on PlayStation?
All the best scores. You know the video games, Krivo. You're happening.
Pew, pew, pew.
All that kind of gear.
Indeed. Good morning, Ari. Now, what did you get up to?
Well, as you know, it was my birthday.
Yeah,
on
that's right.
Thursday, so I had a really great long weekend, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that was really fun. Had a lot of cheeky lemonades as well. What Stephen would term it. Just hung out with the family, went and like had a barbecue with my partner and his friends
lovely.
And his family. It was really good. Free smoked meats. I'm telling you, it was the best. Didn't have to pay for a thing. Yeah, went shopping and just hung out at home watching Ted Lasso. It was perfect.
That does sound perfect.
Maybe you can't have a 3-day weekend, Ari.
Why?
It sounds like you're more knackered than, you know, before the weekend. You've been so busy.
That's
you know?
Why she's knackered.
No.
Exactly.
No, I'm less grumpy today. So I'm feeling great.
Oh, there you go. All in high spirits. I feel like we're in for an absolute belter show then.
It's going to be a great one.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, and if your house is anything like mine, it's been nothing but tennis for the last about 2 weeks on the telly.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the Australian Open's here at the moment. It's such exciting. I feel like I'm such a, I guess, like a bandwagon tennis fan.
Are
I watch
you?
It when it's here, when the Australian Open's on. I tell myself, I'll watch Roland Garros or something like that. You know, I'll go, I'll watch the international tournaments.
I definitely won't.
I tell myself I do every year.
What about Ari? Do you play tennis at all?
I've only played tennis once. I was probably 11, but that was like when we, you know, tried playing tennis on a random court on a holiday and a resort
was it.
Or something. Yeah, I got a good backhand, it turns out. But no, I'm a,
there you go.
I'm a hater of tennis. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're relieved it's finally finished then.
Yes, thank God.
Because it has been on for a couple of weeks now. The final last night. Now, if you don't want to hear the result, because the men's final was last night, block your ears now, whatever. I went to bed. It started like 7:30. I went to bed halfway through the second set. I was like, this is too late. At that time, Jannik Sinner was just about to lose his second set in a row. He was about to be two sets down to nothing. I thought, game's finished. Came back and won.
There you
won
go.
The next three
Underdog.
Sets to win his first, you know, major slam.
All right, you can
That's
unblock
good.
Your ears now. Jannik Sinner won.
Oh, you're a coward.
Do you play tennis at all, Stephen?
Only with my brother.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I do quite enjoy it.
Who
and
wins?
With mates and stuff here. My brother, he's got long levers.
There you go.
He's built for tennis.
I just like wearing the tennis whites.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't play at all.
That's
just
it, you are.
Yeah, just around town, you know, the little shorts and everything. I think they suit me.
They probably do, yeah.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Okay, Jared, more parking is set to be scrapped in Newcastle.
Yes, and that's by way of the University of Newcastle's plans for a new student accommodation building to be built in Honeysuckle.
You can't stop taking them away.
The 9-storey, 450-bed building, it'll form part of the university's Honeysuckle precinct, and it'll be constructed on the corner of Worth Place and Civic Lane. So that's sort of like where the light rail crosses over out the front of the rock shop, across from where that roundabout is.
Yep.
So on the side there where that car park runs all the way down to the museum,
No more.
So well, I don't think it's the entire car park. It's just part of the car park. But overall, as part of the university's plans, I do believe all of the parking is going.
Yeah, but still low. Like, oh, look, I'm a Newcastle alum, right? Mm-hmm. So are you, Jared.
Yep.
Okay. How disappointed are you in our old uni right now?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not happy. Because where else are we supposed to park? For the beach and go to Honeysuckle?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
No. I understand we've got to tackle this, you know, like housing crisis, but not at the cost of our parking crisis, you know?
And especially when the transport options aren't that great to replace them.
If they're going to be building a new building, they should go like 10 floors down a parking.
Okay.
Like straight down underneath. If you're going to go new...
Might be a few problems with that in Newcastle with all the mines and stuff.
All right. Okay, 9. I'll take 9. 10's too deep, no problem.
Anyway, I guess we'll see how this all progresses. In other news, Jared, police continuing their search for a missing man?
Yes, 48-year-old Craig Wheatley was last seen at a licensed venue in Doyleson at around 3 o'clock on Friday morning. An investigation into his whereabouts was launched after he couldn't be located. Family saying his disappearance is really out of character. He's described Caucasian in appearance, about 190 centimetres tall, grey hair with a grey beard, last seen wearing black shirt and shorts, and could be driving a 2022 Toyota Hilux with registration EWG54. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers.
Oh, thanks for that. Hopefully he's found and, you know, I guess there's any searches are successful. Yeah, that's all right.
And team, after years and years of debates around, I guess, your dodgy Bunnings outdoor setting or the fold-out table at a party, Australia finally has the answer to the question we weren't really asking.
Oh.
What is Australia's ultimate chip?
As in, like, crisps?
So we're talking crisps. We're talking, like your Smith's Red Rock Deli, all that kind of gear.
Well, everything to play for here. You've got the announcement.
Well, I'm going to build up suspense a little bit more than that.
Turn that off. There we go.
Yes. Well, before we get into the results, favourite amongst the team, what are our favourite chips?
Prevo, you first.
I would probably say the Kettle Original.
Kettle Original.
It's like just sea salt.
If I had to pick the top tier.
Right, okay.
Interesting. Okay, well, mine, it has to be a Smith's chip. It has to be the cheese and onion crinkle cut. Or, now this one's controversial, have you tried the Subway Rangers yet? From Smith's?
No.
Okay, well, there's like a meatball sub version or a Red Rooster kind of burger version. Oh, they're really good.
That is rogue.
No.
Come on.
I'll bring them in for you.
Absolutely
they're so good.
Not.
Anyway,
that was rogue.
What about you, Stephen?
Well, I would say cheese and onion as well, but to be different, maybe I'll say like the sour cream and chives from Pringles. I think are normally pretty good.
Nice.
I don't mind Pringles. I don't know if it's the novelty of putting your hand in the can or what, but...
Wait, do Doritos count?
Yeah, I'd say Doritos probably counts.
It's a corn chip.
Yeah, probably plays in a different league, I'd say. Great athlete, you know, and really does a lot for the sport, but unfortunately it's in a different league. It's plays like, overseas still, you know, in Europe somewhere.
Or is it AFL and, you know, NRL?
Yeah, something like that, you know. Still an unbelievable athlete, of course, we'll give them their dues. Anyway, so Nicholas Jordan, who went viral for ranking chalk-covered ice creams last year, has assembled a team of 12 brave reviewers to rank the Aussie chip market. So we've gone 15 brands. I couldn't even name 15 brands.
Neither could I,
here
but that's why you've got a chip expert doing it.
Exactly. Each brand has two rounds, which is their salt or original chip, plus one flavoured chip. And they also get a bonus round if they've got, like, a novelty texture. So we're talking, like, I don't know, double crinkle or, I don't know, you know, that kind of stuff.
Or something.
Yeah. If they've got, like, a novelty texture, they get another one. So that means we had, in total, 35 chips. The rankings are in, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I'll go through some of these here. Thins, which I don't mind, has scored themselves 5 out of 10.
No, too thin.
Towards the bottom.
Oh, okay, that seems right.
Towards the bottom. Yeah. Pringles, 6 out of 10. I think that's pretty low.
Yeah, so do I.
Smith's has got themselves 7.5 out of 10.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But see, like, their flavour they've used for Smith's is chicken. See, chicken's not the best Smith's flavour.
Chicken is the worst Smith's flavour ever.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, who's decided this? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm a bit off them now.
Honourable mention goes to Red Rock Deli. Got 8 out of 10. The winner with a score 9 out of 10 is the kettle chip cream on.
Yes, he's gone and done it. So maybe, unbelievable.
Maybe you should be part of this like judging panel moving forward.
In fact, I should be in charge of it. And this, who's this chalk-covered ice cream guy?
Yeah, Jordan something, I think.
Get rid of him.
It was Jordan, yeah.
And put me in place and I'll sort it out for next year and I'll have double the payment.
I think I'm going to have to go try a kettle chip. I don't think I've ever had a kettle chip before.
Excuse me?
Are you joking me?
Well, I'm going to have to now. Right. That's what this is for, you know? Research like this is educate the population, you know?
Maybe we should have our own taste test here in studio.
Oof, that's never been done on radio. very excited. I can't wait.
And team, I guess we spoke about it a little bit earlier. I mean, Jared brought it to our attention, but the uni here is like removing some of the parking available in town. And it is causing a bit of a pinch for Novocastrians. Now, you can understand, I guess, and you can kind of swallow the fact that the uni's doing that to put up accommodation, because we are in the midst of a housing crisis at the moment.
So they're kind of small amount of parks,
Yeah, you're like, oh, you know what, you can deal with that. But there's some other parking that's been kind of removed in and around Newcastle that hasn't been utilised to such effect, you know. Basically, it just seems to have changed the sign to try and... It feels like they're just trying to sting Novocastrians. I mean, I don't, you know, obviously there must be other reasons behind that. But it's hard to see from the outside what the reason behind these kind of parking changes are. So this was brought to my attention with a post on Newcastle Reddit where someone said, how annoying to return to work in town only to discover that one of the only free non-timed parking spots close to town is now a four-hour limit.
Ooh.
Now they're talking about, of course, the parking at King Edward Park. So that used to be all day for free.
Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Why are they getting rid of this?
Well, I don't know. Exactly. That's what I mean. They're not it's not like they're building housing there or anything like
that. Money. Trying to get money into council. That's what it is. Council just wants money.
It's not mine. Yeah. I mean, come on. Sort it out, New Italy.
I think it is frustrating as well, isn't it? Like, it's hard because I reckon a lot of time in town, you can't even get a park for 8 hours, even if you want to pay.
Well, so it's hard enough. Any kind of park. Like, I have a favourite burger restaurant there, Rascals. There's been probably three times. I don't go there often. It's a special treat because it's like, you know, $20 for a burger or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's been a number of times where I've driven there, say, on a Friday night. I'm like, I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah.
And I can't find a park, so I just leave. Like, I'll drive around 15, 20 minutes and then... Oh, well, what am I going to do? I can't just drive around indefinitely.
Well, that's it. When Von and I went to Humbug last weekend or whatever, that's on, like, Hunter Street or something like that, I think.
Super busy.
Honestly, we're, like, we've got to book for dinner at about 5:30 because if you're not in there, if you're not in town prior to, like, 6 o'clock, you're actually not getting a park. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
It looks like as well that they've removed the free parking Union Street near the netball courts and soccer field.
Oh,
again, they haven't removed the parking, sorry, but it's become a four-hour park instead of all-day free. It's just hard, isn't it?
Like, especially if you work in town, you'd be in real trouble, wouldn't you?
Well, and that's what I said before. Like, it's hard to find a place to even pay for 8 hours sometimes.
Mm.
Like, it's just not available for the demand there is. And I think the sentiment around Newcastle from the general population, you guys will agree, is that I think for the most part, all of us would be happy to catch public transport to work if it wasn't so, like, if it wasn't such a punish, for lack of a better word. Like, sometimes a trip that takes you 20 minutes to drive will take you over an hour and a half on the public transport system.
Mm.
It's unbelievable.
You can work in Sydney if you're an hour and a half away.
You might as well,
which is insane.
I think everyone just needs to jump on this kind of carpool bandwagon, or if you've got a family member at home, just to drop you in at work all the time now if it's all become 4 hour.
Yeah.
The problem with carpooling is I mostly don't want to go like where everyone else is going.
Yeah, that's true.
It only works if you all work at the same place or something. I don't know. They need to build more spots. That's the only solution.
Mm. Or fixes public transport.
That'll also do.
There's been an article pop up throughout last week that's actually quite funny. I find it amusing. Some people might find it frustrating. So there's been pointless calls to emergency services that have gotten out of hand in a part of Europe. One of them's so funny but extremely relatable after a big night out on the town. So it comes after the Welsh Ambulance Service released their stats from last year where on average 188 calls a day from residents were for non-life-threatening training situations. We had those issues here. Yeah. You know, you call like 000 because, oh, you know, stub my toe.
Well, and that's it. Don't be doing stuff like that. That's what they.
It's for emergencies.
I think that's the point of this name and shame type article.
That's
like,
it.
It is silly. It is for emergencies only. So use 000 sparingly.
So here's why it's made the news. So one caller called up saying they had a very sore tummy because they ate too much kebab the night before. More than what they usually would.
I mean,
doesn't feel like a problem for the ambulances,
not
does
really.
It?
Not really. I mean, drink some water. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. You're completely fine.
The other thing as well is, if your tummy hurts after 15 vodka lime sodas and one kebab, I don't think it's the kebab that's done the damage, is my gut feeling.
I mean, everybody's had a kebab after a night out. It's like a staple in this country. So I mean,
you're not Nova Castro, so you go to Cappadocia, right?
Exactly. Nah. And extra chips, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite funny. But other calls in the article listed included a lost voice. Someone also...
Well, how are they calling? What's going on?
They're probably struggling to talk. They also got a ring stuck on their finger, so they couldn't get their ring off a finger.
Oh, once again.
Soap trick.
Yeah.
Also, someone got their hand stuck in a letterbox, and someone also called up because they had their missing false teeth.
Let go of the letter. Is all I'll say. Your head's stuck in the letterbox.
It feels like there's a lot of panic going on here, I think.
Yeah.
People's first gut, you know, reaction is to use emergency services. So just breathe, you know. It's not life-threatening. Take a second. You'll be all right.
Maybe call your mum first and see if they've got better advice.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Yeah, I hope everyone's feeling good after their long weekend.
Definitely.
Relaxed, rejuvenated, all that good stuff. I made sure I made the most of the extra day off.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the newly renovated Beaches for a beer.
Ooh.
Did you?
Yeah. So I've been shut for a while now. Well, not in the same capacity as it was before. Anyway, it's all been opened up now, including their like upstairs little viewing area. It is flash.
Really?
Basically, they've gone for like an open floor plan.
Oh,
lovely. Guess.
So they've got like this bar in the middle, which kind of services both the dance floor and the like kind of seated like restaurant area.
Okay.
But it's only kind of like a little semicircle. It's like a dent in the path. The rest of it's still open. You're free to walk between both sections and like outside as well. Anyway, I thought it was pretty flash. Went there, over the weekend, obviously. Beautiful weather. Sat there. View's great. I don't know. I think they've done a pretty flash job.
Nice one.
I love this. Because
in the past, there's been like a few little renovations, but this is the big one. And it seems like it's all to play for.
Well, the big one is, I didn't do it this weekend. I'll have to go back, I suppose. God, if you force me.
Yeah.
And try the food. Because I've got a new chef, apparently.
Ooh, okay.
Now, I've heard that it's the old chef from Shell Bay Country Club, is what I heard.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if that's confirmed or not.
Okay.
But if that's true, very excited, because the food before was pretty average.
Yeah, so...
I'm going to disagree.
No, it was. So if they fixed it up and they made the food real good, I think they're onto an absolute winner.
What did you catch on your dash cam? This is all after a guy called Raymond Edwards. He was driving along and apparently like a Tesla, a white Tesla, cut him off in traffic. He was very frustrated by this, right? And then a little bit later, he's like at a car park and he spots a white Tesla. And he goes, I'm going to have my revenge here.
Was it the same car, do we know?
Unsure.
Speculation.
At this point. He then gets out his key and runs the key along the side of the Tesla.
Dog move.
Wow, do people still key cars?
Well, apparently. Raymond Edward does. Now, the reason we can say his name with great surety is because Teslas have what's called Sentry Mode. Which is like a little dash cam on their car and little cameras in the mirrors and stuff. When someone's near it, they turn on.
Do they
start recording?
Oh, Transformer type stuff right here.
It's getting harder and harder to be a crook, isn't it? That's unbelievable. I wouldn't have known that.
No.
Raymond Edwards, there's footage of Raymond Edwards very clearly keying said Tesla.
Oh, how do you defend that in the court of law? You can't.
You absolutely cannot, which is why he's been ordered to pay for all damages.
Right, okay, fair enough. enough, I suppose.
I mean, you've been caught. Now, like, further, I mean, just a further detail, Raymond Edward claims to love motorsports and, you know, and has been actually pictured in a Newcastle 500 2017 T-shirt.
He's one of our own.
Yay. I don't think he's from here, but he's wearing the shirt. But, which makes me wonder, like, was he just really frustrated because, like, a Tesla cut him off in his petrol-powered car?
Or being done in by this electric thing?
Exactly.
He must have had a really bad day as well. Like, someone cutting you off in traffic is not enough for you to want to, like, go to anyone's Tesla, let alone that person's Tesla, and go and damage it.
Exactly.
Well, maybe not for, like, a reasonable person like yourself, Ari.
Well, yeah.
Raymond, who
Raymond,
knows?
He's fuming. Anyway, I digress. What I want to do here, 4967-4105, what have you caught on dash cam? Or maybe, like, your friend caught it and you've seen the footage or something. Because there's wild stuff happening out on the roads. And more cars, you know, have them in or people get them installed.
Well, it's wild. Like, literal last week, I was driving at that U-turn bay here on Maitland Road.
Yeah.
And some car ran a red and almost hit me. I was thinking, man, you've almost got to get a dash cam these days. You can get them so cheap, chuck them in, and the stuff you see would be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
That's it. A mate of mine had his wing mirror knocked off, and luckily he had a dash cam out because the guy took off, tried to do a hit and run.
Yeah.
And he thought, oh, you know, obviously he thought he's just caught the wing mirror, and if he took off, he's not going to be seen. Luckily, he had the dash cam, just phoned up the insurance company, like, sent over the footage, job's done. Like, left it to them to sort out.
Awesome.
Well, you actually can't do anything if people don't own up to it, can you?
No. That's it.
Nothing. Yeah, it's a shame.
4967-4105. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, let's head to Madawi. Morning, Gabby. What's your story for us?
Good morning, guys. A couple of years ago, I was driving home from work when a motorcyclist popped a wheelie and proceeded to overtake me at 140 k's an hour while continuing to pop said wheelie.
Doesn't feel safe, does it?
No, just showing off by the sounds of it. Now, of course, you've got the footage. What are you doing in this situation, Gabby?
To be honest, apart from showing it to my partner, that was about all we did with it at the time. We were more impressed, to be honest.
And you can't snitch either, can you? You're not allowed to snitch.
What happens to snitches again?
Oh, I don't know. Bad stuff happens, I think.
That's what I've heard.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
God, it makes me smile ear to ear. New game. We've started for the new year. It is so exciting. 4967-4105 if you want to play, of course. Lowest Deluxe is the name of the game. And Lowest Deluxe is the aim of the game as well. Essentially, what we do is we give you three items. And what you've got to do is place them from least expensive to most expensive. If you do that in the correct order, of course, you walk away with one of New FM's famous back-to-school packs.
Money can't buy, and only local winners here on New FM as well.
All right. Should we head to the phones?
Let's do it.
Who do you want to play?
To Charlestown. Robbie, you want to play Lowest Deluxe? You ready to go?
Oh, man, I'm firing on all cylinders.
Excellent.
As you always are, Robbie. It sounds like there's a few kids there as well who love some new stationery for the new year.
Oh, they're fighting over it already.
Well,
you haven't won it yet.
You haven't won it yet. Yeah, there is that small step you need to get through. Do you understand how the game works, Robbie?
Sure do.
All right, let's get straight into it then. Best of luck. First item I've got for you is two games of 10-pin bowling for an adult at Holy Moly Charlestown.
Uh-huh.
Your second item is a G-Shock GMD S5600CT-4D, if you don't mind. Yeah. This isn't the 3D, this is the new 4D one. Just keep that in mind.
Look out.
And then your final item is the H2O Go Little Champ Play Centre Inflatable One Pool Set.
Ooh.
So, the three items are 10-pin bowling, two games for an adult, Holy Moly Charlestown, the G-Shock Watch, or the Inflatable One Pool Set, I guess.
Well, I might go first two games 10-pin bowling.
Okay.
All right.
Second H2 place pool set.
Which leaves you with the G-Shock last.
Watch, yes.
All right. Well, I can reveal to you now, Robbie, that two games of 10-pin bowling for an adult at Holy Moly Charlestown will cost you $30.
Ooh.
So you need this inflatable pool set to be more than $30.
Oh, bloody hell.
The H2O Go Little Champ Play Center Inflatable One pool set is $79. So, hold on.
Hang on, there's one item to go now. Early celebration.
Okay, sorry.
You've got the G-Shock GMD S5600CT-4D. You're pretty confident. Rightfully so, Robbie. $259. Congratulations.
You little beauty.
Back to school pack is all yours. Don't spend it all in one place.
Try not to.
Okay, there we go.
All right, now, boys, there's been a little interesting collaboration that's popped up, but I'm a bit jealous. Okay, so the one and only skipper for our Newcastle Knights, Kalyn Ponga. Everybody knows him. He's a household name by this point. So he's made an appearance hosting Play School on ABC.
Interesting.
Right?
Do you think he's sort of trying to parlay his way into media after the sport? Or do you think it's just someone's rung up and go, will you do it? And it's gone, okay.
Well, basically, I think that's how it's come about. But he's already filmed an episode with the ABC. It airs on ABC Kids today, but it's already on iView, apparently. So he's sat himself down on the couch in the company of the program's favourite bears. So Big Ted, Little Ted, also Maurice. Yeah, during a story time segment.
What's her name, Jemima? She's still knocking about?
Yeah, apparently. He met Jemima, apparently, and he said that he had like a little kind of starstruck moment. He loves her.
Everyone would. Jemima.
She's great. Anyway, so he did a little appearance on the story time segment, and then at the end did this really cute little thing and asked the teddy bears, saying, do they like playing rugby league like me and all that type of stuff. So really just appealing to, you know, the sporting kids of viewers, yeah.
It's so hard for these like league players, isn't it? So damned if you do, damned if you don't.
That's right.
I think he'd be so good at this, honestly. Yeah. Like, I think he speaks well to the media. He's quite a charismatic person. I think he'd be great at this. But I've already copped so many jokes from mates and stuff. Oh, yeah, it's probably at his reading level, you know? Player. He's absolutely copping it, isn't he?
That's it. Like, around the club, is, you know, there'd be jokes, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely there would. But I think, like, I think Play School is Australia's equivalent, right, of, like, being on Sesame Street.
Absolutely.
Like, if you're a celebrity and you're on Play School in Australia,
You've made it.
Mm. Just like if you're a star in the States and you make it on Sesame Street, that's like a big, I've made it
moment.
Huge.
I think, like, that's when you can start calling yourself a celebrity, when you've had that appearance on Play School.
Mm. I mean, some people would argue that it's kind of like a little publicity stunt, you know, kind of the haters out there might think that. But wouldn't you just jump at the chance to do this? I would love to meet Big Ted and Little Ted and just read a book to the community. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. I don't think it's for everyone. No. But for someone like him who is like already in the limelight, just because of his job, and someone who he speaks so well, I think it is a great opportunity for him.
Because you said it makes you a celebrity. I think it's about, that's when you're A grade, is when you're on Play School. That's you've moved up, you're above influencers and stuff now. Mm. You're a proper celebrity when you get on Play School.
Oh, good on him, I suppose. Hey, I can't wait to see. You say the episode's out today, is it on telly?
Yeah, apparently on ABC Kids.
There you go. Look out for it.
Mandatory viewing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And, of course, coming off the three-day long weekend, obviously had so much time to burn.
Sure.
So in and amongst the kind of in-between bits where you've got your plans, I was a little bit bored sitting at home.
Mm.
So I decided to get out the clippers. Gave myself a new haircut. Giving myself a new haircut. Basically, I've just shaved the sides. So I've given myself like a little kind of, I guess like a you coined it earlier, Ari, like a baby mullet.
Yeah.
Like a little like modern mullet, I suppose. Yes.
You're making strides towards it. So I was like, oh, how does Siobhan feel about this?
It's a mullet in training, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still got its like training wheels on.
Yeah.
I did it as well the minute I got off the phone with my mum. I called mum. Mum hates this sort of stuff. And I was like, I need to avoid a Z-ting here. A Zoom beating. So I decided that I can't do it straight after the call. Call the first thing in the morning. Yeah. Got that done with, and then quickly went and did it.
Now, what does Siobhan think of it?
I think she likes it.
Yeah,
she didn't want me to do it initially.
Mm. Yeah.
But I think now that it's done, I think she does like it.
I reckon it kind of gives you a little bit more of an edge. Like, you're kind of cooler now, I think.
I look a bit tougher, don't
you
I?
You do. Yeah,
you were looking pretty weak before.
I was looking a bit softer, wasn't I? Anyone who knows me knows I'm not tough at all, but at least I can, like, portray that illusion to the public.
Yeah, I reckon you're sort of a mill of hair off wearing a bum bag across your shoulder.
Oh, stop it. Stop the red shoes.
That is the next
It's all
step.
To come.
Yeah, he's saving his money. He's on a budget. He's going to buy some Nike TNs next. A bakery in New Zealand is making headlines because it has combined two of the greatest foods of all time. Spaghetti bolognese and the pie.
They've put
spaghetti bolognese, the bolognese sauce, and the spaghetti into a pie, and the reviews are all 5-star. 100% 5-star reviews.
So everyone loves it.
Everyone's loving it. And they're saying, oh, you know what? It's in New Zealand, but we should bring it to Newcastle. And I'm on that bandwagon.
Yep. No, I have to agree with you. And I think in the photo as well, it shows like a layer of cheese between like the top of the pie.
Oh, no.
No, you can't have spag bowl without your cheese. But,
that is
true. But like, think about that. Two cultural icons. So like the Aussie or New Zealander meat pie and then, you know, your Italian food. What better way to combine foods? I
carbs
love this.
On carbs.
That's
absolutely.
It.
No.
Sauce?
No. Now, I like chocolate. I like pies. I don't want chocolate in my pie. You know? It's one of those
different ones. It's completely different.
Well, no, it's not. Yes. Just because you like the two foods individually doesn't mean they should be combined.
They should be combined. Can some bakery in Newcastle please get on this?
Do you not think it'd be weird, like, texturally? Like, you bite into your pie and then you're, like, slurping out a bit of spaghetti?
No.
That'd be so weird.
I reckon the downfall would be if there's not enough sauce. Like, you need...
Let's not worry about any possible pitfalls. This is a genius thing that should come to Newcastle as soon as possible. Now, we're talking about this off the air, and Stephen, you're so against it.
Yeah, well, I think this is disgusting. Have either of you tried one?
No, of course not. They're in New Zealand. I'm not going that just there for that.
Well, I feel like they're in more places than just New Zealand.
I couldn't find any locally.
I've heard Scott Chippy from Pell, our favourite producer, has tried one.
What?
What's his verdict on the old spaghetti pie, I suppose?
I am all about putting foods in pies, be it curries, be it butter chicken, whatever. And I have tried spaghetti in a pie before, and I rate it highly.
There we go. Ooh. Now, I mean, what further proof do you need, Stephen? Or are you still against it?
Yeah, but like, and Chippy won't mind me saying this. He does have the taste buds of a 3-year-old sometimes. So, like, I'm not sure if his critique is the golden standard of food critics.
He will come after you. Be very wary.
Yeah, when you sleep. 4967 4105. Should we bring the spaghetti bolognese pie to Newcastle? I'm saying yes. It should be in all bakeries tomorrow. That would be my ideal.
Yep.
I think it's gross.
Give them a week to work out the recipe.
Yuck. But you know what? Let's let Newcastle decide. Like you said, a bit of fun for your Monday morning as well. Cure your Monday blues after a long weekend. 4967 4105. Let us know your opinion. Should we bring the spaghetti pie to Australia, to Newcastle, of course?
And your stance is what? A ban? An outright ban?
Yeah, it shouldn't be allowed in.
Okay.
They should be like screening for that when you're like on your flight, you know, when you got to tick your like, you know, what you're coming in with customs for.
Declaration. Yeah.
Have you got any spaghetti pies in there?
I'm saying local bakery should bake them, not bring them in suitcases.
Yeah. They're not allowed to do that either, I don't think.
To Rutherford first, Steve representing the suburb. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've got a question for you guys first.
Yeah.
Have you got a pie maker?
No.
Okay. Stag bowl in a pie is absolutely gorgeous, especially with some nice sharp cheese. Oh. Now, the best pie you can make in them things is a roast baked dinner pie.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, you know.
That's a good idea as well.
Anarchy, you are causing all kinds of trouble here, Steve. This is unbelievable.
Let's go get one.
I'm still trying to stomach the spaghetti bolognese one, and now we've got roast dinner ones getting thrown in the mix as well. Unbelievable.
Well, 100% of callers at this point.
Well, let's move to some more callers, shall we? We'll go to Maitland next. Greenkeeper Pete, what are your thoughts, mate?
Absolutely
what? Absolutely bring it here.
Oh, absolutely. Down the river, it is a
new bakery just near them.
Yeah, right. Okay, so once again, 100% of callers saying bring the pie.
I don't know how you distinguish that, how you've taken that onto your side, but I can't really refute it because I don't really know what was going on there.
There was a bit of noise going on. That's all right. Greenkeeper Pete, a trusted ally of the show.
All right, now we're going to head to Glendale. Glen.
Sorry? Fern Bay next.
Sorry.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, good, mate. How are you going?
Oh. Very good. Now, tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm all for it.
Yeah? You're loving it?
We've got the pie maker at home and do them up fairly often. Also, white sauce on top and turn it into a lasagna pie.
Oh, that's a great idea.
This is anarchy.
I love it.
Since when were people in Newcastle on such a good wicket? Everyone's got a pie maker. Where do you keep that? I've got room in the house for it.
Creativity.
That's
what we're known for.
Put it on the roof if you don't have space in the house.
Right, brilliant. That's a great idea. All right, I'm not getting much support here. Hopefully I can get one final call. We will go to Glendale. Morning, Glenn. What are your thoughts?
Mate, absolutely. We already have it here at Glendale.
What do you mean you've already got it?
Yeah, Little Jack Corners Bakery at Glendale. They sell them. They are awesome.
Oh, my God. So on the way to RG?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know the bakery well.
I do.
I've never been in there, but now I think I have to.
Oh.
Mate, open at 4:30 in the morning, get one couple of days a week.
You get one a couple of days a week?
Yep.
Brilliant.
Glenn from Glendale. You found them in Glendale. Your last name isn't Dale, is it?
No.
If only
a
man
can dream.
Harvey Norman, your back to school and uni computer experts in Newcastle and the Hunter. Win a laptop a day with 105.3 New FM.
Oh, so easy to do. All you have to do, head to newfm.com.au and tell us why your kid deserves a laptop. Very, very simple. You click on the win page and there you go.
Well, the tab's there. I mean, it's so exciting. I guess, like, that is one of the perks of us being the first show during the week.
Mm.
We get to launch. We get to announce stuff like this.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Like Revo said, if you want to get involved, it is pretty simple. newfm.com.au is the place to go. We're not giving away a laptop during our show. Joel gets it this time. Unbelievable. So greedy of him to nick all the laptops. But, of course, so throughout the day, you know, throughout the week, you have a chance to register and basically tell us there why your kid deserves to have this laptop moving into the new school year, you know. Maybe it's for something not only, you know, educational-wise, maybe it is their pursuit of education, but it could be something, like, more creative or, you know, it could be, like, maybe a side hustle they've got going, the young entrepreneur.
Or maybe they just want to play video games on it all day.
Well, that
and not tell their parents.
You know what? That's where I'd be giving it. Get the video games going. The Minecraft going, I think.
Exactly. newfm.com.au. Get on there because this is awesome. This is a new Celeron on laptop, 14-inch. You know they've got that. They're going to be the envy of everyone in class, right?
Well, that's it. And it's just like, I don't know, so portable. You can do it with your stuff on the go. I don't know. I think it's a great price and perfect timing with, you know, kids going back to school this week.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. You take one of those in your skyrocket. Happy day.
A laptop a day. Unbelievable,
day.
Isn't it?
Every day. God, and only local winners.
We can't get any of them. Joel's got them all. Unbelievable.
Don't focus on that. Focus on the fact it's a laptop a day for local kids around Newcastle.
Oh, you do got to focus on the fact, though, that it is being drawn with Joel. So you've got to make sure you buy the phone. Because if you get a call like after 5 o'clock, that could be him saying, you know what? You've registered. Well done, it's yours. You've got to be there to answer the phone, though. Make sure you listen to the new FM and make sure you know, you're ready after 5 o'clock every day.
But listen at all times is the main message.
We're feeling the pinch. Cost of living is through the roof. I mean, this isn't breaking news to anyone. We've all lived through this and experienced it at the moment. Mm. So my partner Siobhan and I, have decided, and by that I mean Siobhan, has decided that we need to start budgeting a bit more seriously. Feeling the pinch. If one day we want to save up and, you know, buy a house, us and get a mortgage and all that adult stuff that, you know, life throws at you, we need to start being a bit more careful with our money. So she's, you know, got the Excel spreadsheet going.
Oh, like, this is serious. That is serious. And she's a teacher as well.
Yeah.
So she's going to be...
She's
a
planner.
She's going to be getting things in line, getting Stephen in line, all that sort of thing.
So, all that to come, obviously. So everything everything goes in this Excel spreadsheet we've got. And it's got like tabs for each month as well and like, wow, all our goals. And oh, honestly, she's done a great job building it. That doesn't mean it's not a chore though. So everything goes in there, from shopping costs to like my five-a-side a week. That goes in there, how much I got to pay
all
to
the
play
sports.
That.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Of course, earning goes in there as well. So kind of like, you've got to try and work out how much money we've got. But I've noticed one loophole in the system, right? The budget actually doesn't start until February. So you've got like a couple days left. But what I coined this weekend just gone, the long weekend, was the big budget blowout. Because I was like, you know what? All this stuff, because it's not in the budget, it's essentially free,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
If it's not in the budget,
right,
you basically get it for free. So I was like, let's live it up this weekend before it's too late and the belt gets a bit too tight.
Jeez.
So Thursday, straight after work, ducked into the Shorty Hotel for a feed and a pint, right?
Nice.
Now, the Shorty, renowned for some great lunch specials, like $15, you know, burgers, $15 for schnitty, etc., which is great when you're on a budget. But for those of us who aren't, I'll have a steak, thanks. No dramas, no, I don't want the special menu, actually.
Yeah,
have you got
throw that away.
Have you got surf and turf available?
Give me your most expensive steak.
So treated myself to a steak. I was like, okay. No, I don't want the actually, I don't want the $15 Caesar salad. I'll have the steak, thank you very much.
Wow.
I'm on a budget blowout. So
lovely.
That's where it started. Friday then was, of course, a public holiday. So I went to Mario the Bars for a dip with a mate of mine, Reese, in the morning, and then decided that after my dip, it felt like beer o'clock.
You checked your watch that you're not wearing.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought, oh, you know what? Let's go to the newly renovated beaches.
Because,
you know, it's all been done up and stuff. Flashy. So got myself a beer there and enjoyed the view before then spending the arvo watching the tennis at Club Charlestown with a mate of mine, Chippy, from footy, from the Cardiff Hawks.
Yeah, another Chippy.
And the different
too
Chippy.
Too many.
Okay,
yeah. I know. So I was there for the whole afternoon, and how's this, watching the tennis on the hard solos.
Dude.
I know. I was like, you know, $10 a scooter. I was like, doesn't bother me.
You're living large.
Not on a budget here.
I'm not on a budget at all. So anyway, on Saturday, this leads us to Saturday.
Yeah.
I dropped Siobhan at Charlestown Square for work. She was working on Saturday. So, of course, on the way home, I got myself two crispy pork banh mi's from Charlestown Square Hot Bread for breakfast. This was about 9:30 in the morning. Two banh mi's for breakfast. And then Saturday night, I went to the soccer. I went and watched the Jets. And on the way home, you know, newly and conveniently placed on Lambton Road there, is it Nui Fried Chicken?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I went to Nui Fried Chicken for tea on Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
Now, woke up Sunday morning full of aspirations for the final day of my budget blowout.
Yeah.
But Sunday morning, Siobhan found in the bin both my barmy wrappers and the Nui Fried Chicken wrapper, and the belt just got tightened. That was the end of the
right
budget.
Then and there.
She cut you off.
You've had your budget blowout cancelled before February even started.
Well, wow. Like all good leaders, she's found a loophole in the system and closed it. She's gone, no, you're not getting your money out of here. What money earned here is spent here.
Oh, Stephen, you're going to have to get a second job.
I know, it's unbelievable. But the budget, yeah, it started a couple of days early, unfortunately.
Do you know, like, roughly, what have you got to spend for that sort of thing? Like $10 a month or something?
Oh, I don't know. No, I think it's a bit more than that, but I think it's a bit like, it's weighted a bit on what I want to spend as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Like, it's not, $20 pub feed is not equal everywhere else depending on the occasion.
That's,
you know,
true.
Like, so, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a tough couple months, I think.
Rough go. A few rounds on us, I think, Ari.
Now, so there's been a customer, a traveller, at a Hilton hotel overseas that has been asked to sign a waiver before eating a medium-cooked burger at its own restaurant. So basically this person walked in and was like, oh, I'll just have a cheeseburger, thanks. Yep. I want it cooked just medium rare instead of well done, because this restaurant only does well done meat on their burgers. Okay. It's just a health code thing that they have, and they're just like, no, I want it medium rare. And like, okay. So this traveler allegedly took one bite out of their burger, and then the waitress came around and she goes, we need you to sign this before you actually eat it so that we're not liable if you get sick.
I mean, it seems like overkill, doesn't it?
Is this
OH&S gone mad?
Do you think?
Yeah, come on. What if they sign a waiver?
I don't know.
I think, oh, food must be no good here.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just think, like, you should have your burger well done anyway. Like, especially if you're having, like a burger patty, like a beef patty, because...
So, like, mince, right?
Yeah. If you're having, like... Sure, if you're having, like, a steak sandwich or something like that, and you've got, like, A5 Wagyu or something in there, sure, have it medium, or have it medium rare, or whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But, like, burger patties are, like... Sausage mince is all the stuff that's, like... The stuff they don't want, isn't it? It's like hooves and ears and noses and
tongues,
stuff.
Surely, no, but it's still just meat. It should be fine.
No, like, but it's not the same, I don't think. Like,
what about like a steak tartare or something along those lines? Delicious.
You would be a steak tartare man, wouldn't you?
I am. And valet to the steak tartare at Roundhouse. They don't have it there anymore.
Roundhouse. This bloke, I'm just here talking about my budget and he's rubbing it in my nose. Unbelievable.
It was so... I had it there once and then went back again, gone, off the menu, fuming.
It's just unbelievable. That just, like... A steak tartare is the proof that rich people have more money than sense, isn't it? You know, like,
what do you
more,
mean?
You're righto.
I don't know. Just like, you're going to pay more for them to do less with your steak. It's outrageous.
That's true. Or like when you go to a Korean barbecue place, they make you cook your own food.
That's also good. I also like that.
No,
I mean, I feel like we have kind of gone on a bit of a tangent here. I just think, like, it's just not, I don't know, I just don't think it'd be safe to have mince like that cooked medium.
Oh, that's because you haven't experimented with enough different foods yet, Stephen.
I've done plenty of experimenting, but I'm telling you now, like, raw tongue is not something that appeals to me. It's just, I don't think so at all.
Oh, with a bit of mayo and ketchup on it, I'm sure it tastes all right.
No, you can't polish a turd. I just think that's, I don't know. I think you should be having your burger cooked well done.
One way, Stephen's way or the highway.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, so yesterday at the wrap of the long weekend, I was heading back from Sydney and there's like heaps of traffic and stuff around.
Of course.
And my friend's been like bugging me for ages, like, you got to get the Waze app.
Oh, yes.
What's that?
Have you never heard of Waze?
No.
Oh, there you go.
It's this sort of like, it's sort of like Google Maps, but there's a lot more information on there. So they'll tell you, people do all reports all the time, like where the speed cameras are and stuff like that.
It's basically live updated. So people
all the
like,
time.
Yeah, people just put in little information about where they are and stuff, and it's updated straight to the app.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
And then you get to see where, I guess, those hot spots are, or the sore
accident
spots,
or whatever, that kind of thing.
Get on that, yeah.
And what's interesting is it tells you, like, where all the other Waze drivers are with a little icon.
Right.
So you can see, like, oh, there's so many of them. So many people are on it. And that says, like, this person's been on it for, like, 10 years or whatever.
Feels like you don't need that feature.
No.
Feels like wasted a little bit.
Well, what it made me realise is so many people are using it. That's why the information's so good. Helped me avoid some traffic.
There you go. So, did you reckon you saved much time?
Like 10 minutes maybe. There was one hotspot I went around. So I was like, you know what? This is good little thing to get involved with, especially when you know, end of the school holidays, maybe you're driving back from somewhere. Get on it. That's
definitely
my top tip. And Adamstown Bowling Club, look, they've been such a great supporter of live music over the years.
My old haunt. I used to live like 500 metres from the ABC.
Oh, how good.
Yeah.
You would have been there all the time.
Literally
right?
was. I used to live there, basically.
Nice.
Now, obviously, live music venues are such a rare commodity these days. You know, with the closing of the Cambo, you know, places that can support live music around Newcastle are getting a bit rare. So we want to support them, right?
Well, we most certainly do, and especially venues that can have that capacity of, you know, like those higher numbers. You know, you don't have a tiny little band room. You want to be able to get a couple hundred, maybe, you know, 1,000 people in there see these bands.
Yeah.
And I think Newcastle has prided itself on its kind of live music scene,
100%.
I would say.
Yeah,
over
massive
the,
thing
over
in our
the
culture.
Journey. Yeah. Right? So there's been, I guess, a bit of a stoush between some neighbours of the Adamstown Bowling Club and the bowling club itself. We've been making complaints, we've been hearing about it in the news. But to tell us a bit more about, I guess, a great bit of news is Matt, who's the live music and venue manager. Good morning, Matt. How are you going?
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Very good.
And now tell us about what's happened.
I'll tell you, but firstly, I'd just like to say, Stephen, I miss the days when you used to live here, mate, and you need to come back.
I know. There was a few times where you and I used to sit out there on the green there and have a beer, but I'll have to try and make a venture back around because it sounds like there's lots of exciting stuff happening at the club.
Yeah, sure is, mate. Look, it's been quite challenging for us to support the music industry in the way that we've wanted to, just really because of a complaint that's been consistently coming in from one neighbour. And what has happened in the past with venues is neighbours have had 7 different government channels that they can complain to. So inevitably, somewhere along the line, they're going to get a result that's favourable for the neighbour and not so much for the venue. And it's really been quite an unfair system for venues to be able to support live music. There's been a new there's a new minister in for the live music and nighttime economy, Minister John Graham. He's put in new legislation that says that neighbours can only now complain down one government body, well, one government channel, and that's Liquor and Gaming. So that happened, and Liquor and Gaming did their investigation, and we've come out showing that we're absolutely mindful of our neighbours and we're putting best practice in to ensure that we're really a wonderful place for the community. And
yeah,
so
good.
Really, we consider that to be a real win for live music in this city.
It most certainly is as well. Yeah, I mean, fire that off. And I've seen, obviously, this was met with great response online when this was kind of announced through the socials. Lots of local bands as well saying that they're keen to come back and rock on at the ABC.
Oh.
So is it going to, like, have we got some big events kind of planned? Is that what we're going to move forward with now that we've got all the tick of approval?
Absolutely, mate. There's a lot of things that we've got planned for 2024. It's very exciting. I don't know, as you know, mate, and for those who are listening that aren't aware, we've got this beautiful big beer garden. There's a stage out in the beer garden. There's also 2 live music rooms inside the venue, a small little theatre that holds about 110 people.
Wow.
And another bigger room that holds about 300. So we are really working as hard as we can to be a nationally recognised live music venue. We're the foundation of Lawn Bowls. It's wonderful. Every single morning we've got all our bowlers in that are bowling, and every single evening, not every evening, but every Thursday, Friday, we've got the sort of 20 to 35-year-old demographic coming in for live music.
How good. Well, congratulations on your win. And it feels like a win for common sense because there's so many of these stories where you hear, you know, oh, someone complains when they move next to a pub and it's loud. Well, of course it's loud. You move next to
and
a pub.
And you knew that when you moved there, didn't you? I'm glad they've kind of, I guess by shutting some of these channels, they've evened out the playing field a little bit,
absolutely,
haven't they? Which is
so
great.
Congrats on your win and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for your support. Really appreciate it.
There you
no
go.
Worries.
A win for common sense, a win for live music, and a win for Newcastle. It's great to be back after a long weekend, but our show is coming to an end.
I know.
Oh, no.
I miss you guys over the long
so
weekend.
So do I.
And I'll miss you over the next 20 hours or whatever it is till our next show starts.
That's all right. It's not long. The countdown starts now.
I know. But I miss you nonetheless.
Today, how's this? We're giving away our first HP laptop Celeron. How good is that?
Yeah, 14-inch for the way, you know, oof, getting back to school.
Yeah, you're going to be the envy of everyone in class if you got one of those, aren't you?
Talk of the school.
That's well, exactly. It. So to get involved in that, I suppose, because unfortunately we say we, it's a royal we giving away. Joel's giving them all away,
greedy
man. But
all the fun.
After 5 o'clock, you can, you know, stand by the phone because you might get called. You just have to register, of course. Newfm.com.au is the place to go.
That's right. Harvey Norman, you're back to school and uni computer experts in Newcastle and the Hunter. It's only local winners. It's not going to be some out of town. Winning this.
Thank
not
God.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of local winners, and this will excite you, Ari.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
We've got a family pass for the next Jets home game, which is happening Saturday against Victory.
Get in
indeed. They should win, fingers crossed. Must win game, really. They need to win. There's no should about it. Glenn in Glendale, he's sending the family. Well, we'll send his family, of course. He told us where to buy a spaghetti bolognese pie in Glendale. He's found one, he reckons.
Yep. That's right.
And for those who are actually interested, it's at Jack Horner's Bakery. So it's near Argentine on your way to Spears Point.
Yeah, it's on the main road there. Yeah. If you're driving along that road, you won't miss it.
Yeah.
You've got your eyes open.
Maybe there's 3 or 4 a week. Unbelievable,
oh,
isn't
that's
it?
That's so good.
That's one a work day, pretty much,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's crazy. Well, he's off, of course, to see the Jets. And
conservative estimate.
Any more local winners right throughout the day as well. So I guess keep New FM locked, loaded and loud. And I guess we'll chat to you guys tomorrow.
See you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right?
Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.